This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Two villages in Sanilac County will have issues on the Tuesday, August 4th election ballot. The village of Deckerville will be requesting the renewal of the millage to fund law enforcement protection services. The ballot issue will request being able to levy the full 2 mills for 4 years that had been reduced a bit by the Hadley rollback. If approved, the millage would generate about $28,100 the first year, costing a property owner of an $80,000 home about $80 a year. The village of Minden City will be asking voters to support an operational millage increase of 2 mills for 4 years to fund village operations as well. And if approved, that millage would generate about $7,122 the first year, also costing a property owner of an $80,000 home roughly $80 a year. And another news for today. The Meade Township Board of Trustees approved some changes and adjustments to the solar ordinance that had been adopted in 2025. The Meade Township Planning Commission recently approved revisions to the previous solar ordinance. One of the proposed changes was to decrease solar development to 800 acres from the originally suggested 1,800 acres that the board had previously approved. During the discussion, it was noted that DTE's current solar development project in the township is 324 acres, so there's still 476 acres left for additional solar development while also preserving the farmland. The Planning Commission also suggested that the board deny any special use permit applications that exceeded 10% of the agricultural land, and the board unanimously approved the suggestion. There were also some changes proposed to wording and sound levels. Because there were some additional changes proposed as well, it was decided that there'll be a public hearing in August to review all the proposed changes, as well as for the board to decide whether or not to adopt them. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that comes with peace of mind, then you need to come shop at Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe. Every vehicle we sell that isn't on our economy lot comes with a warranty at no additional cost to you and no confusing fine print. This week I'm featuring a 2021 Chevy Equinox. It's all-wheel drive and like new with only 23,000 miles. You get Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, heated cloth seats, remote start, power liftgate, and a backup camera with parking sensors and more. It's priced to sell at $22,780. If you are looking for a compact SUV that's good on gas, we have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium. It's also low mileage for the year, with 41,000 miles. It's the top trim and fully loaded. Come pick it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,580. Need a third row? We have a 2020 Ford Explorer. It's also packed with features. You get heated seats front and back, heated steering wheel, four-wheel drive, remote start, Bluetooth, navigation, a backup camera, and a ton more. It has 90,000 miles and we're asking $21,980. If you need a truck, we just got in a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT Super Crew Cab. It's four-wheel drive, has a 5-liter V8, towing package, a backup camera, and Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. We're asking $29,980.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Caseville City Council will be meeting at 5:30 p.m. today, Monday, July the 13th, at the Township Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to make a contribution to the Caseville Historical Society, as well as make a contribution to the Caseville Chamber of Commerce in order to help out with the cost of the 4th of July celebrations. During the meeting, the DPW supervisor, the city manager, and the police chief are all expected to provide updated reports and make any appointments to the Downtown Development Authority. And in other news for today, the Sebwing Village Council dealt with construction and demolition issues during their most recent meeting. The council approved the construction of a pavilion at 127 in the village's main park at South 3rd Street. The motion to build a new pavilion included the demolition of the old one. The plan is to pay half of the cost of the project, which is $90,000, up front, and the rest will be paid once the work is complete. The next proposed project is also to raise a barn at 844 East Main Street at an estimated cost of roughly $20,800. There's also a plan to demolish the professional building at 616 South Unionville Road. During the meeting, it was reported that the Spicer Group is working on the village's Parks and Recreation Master Plan as well, and that development plans for the former LMS property at 249 North Main Street are currently in the process of being developed. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.